Players weekend underway in St. Louis as the Cardinals host the Rays. Some pretty cool nicknames. But here in the third, it's Steven Souza Jr., the Souzebot, powering up against Michael Wacha.
There's a swing and a drive. Deep left field. Grichuk turns around. This one's headed above Big Mac land. Oh, my. Steven Souza Jr. Pitch to Echeverria is swung and grounded at the third baseline. It's a fair ball. It's going to roll all the way to the corner. Grichuk tries to cut it off. Scoring is Longoria. Morrison's right behind him. He will score on the two-run double by Adani Echeverria.
And now Waka's got a chance if he can retire Odo.
Little ground ball headed toward the middle. Stopped by DeYoung. Throw to first. Not in time. Rays get a run.
There's a swing and a little looper to right center field. On the run, Piscotty trying to get there. Dives, he can. It falls in, and it's going to score Souza. It's an RBI double, and the Rays get the run back.
Swings and lines a base hit into left field. Dickerson scores. Echeverria rounding third. On his way home, he will score a two-run single for Kiermaier.
Rays win 7-3, your final. Tampa Bay pounds out 16 hits. Four of them off the bat of Corey Dickerson, who's now 9 for his last 15 over the last four games. Here's Ray skipper Kevin Cash after the win.
Good win. Nice to start the series. Always to get a win, getting on this road. It's a long trip, and guys played well. We got some big hits, some timely hits, which was nice. And our bullpen came in and was just outstanding the way we kind of navigated through that. Everybody got big outs there at the end, or basically from the fourth or fifth inning on. You know, as far as Odo goes, I thought he showed some signs of being pretty good, but then he also, the walks, four walks in three, four innings, whatever it was, he worked. You know, it's tough to avoid that, you know, not being reactive to getting somebody else out. We got him a lead, and then I felt it was best to get it. Keep it that way.
Did the home run exasperate that too? I mean, give up.
Well, there were a couple of factors that we already had C-Sheck hot. He's been up quite a bit. He was hot the inning before. Martinez, I viewed that at bat as being pretty big with Carpenter coming up on deck. So wanted to emphasize doing everything we could to get him out, and knowing that we didn't have, if C-Sheck doesn't get in the game, he's done. So that ended up being a pretty big at-bat and a huge out for us.
Your bullpen needed 16 outs. What can you say about the ball club's confidence in that group right now?
Well, we got a lot of confidence because we keep going to them. Saying that, we need a couple big starts now by definitely Blake, and going into tomorrow, give us some length, because we got some guys that will come in being a little bit gassed, but at the end of the day, we'll take that because they helped us get a win.
What'd you make of the offensive production up and down the lineup tonight?
Impressive. You know, Souza, the home run. Then, you know, Lomo, good to see him get a couple knocks tonight. KK and Hetch came through with some big knocks. Corey Dickerson had a good day. I mean, we definitely reeled out some hits. I think we had 15-something hits. So we've been waiting for one of those days to just rack up a bunch of hits. It's been a while, so it's good to see.
Contributions of Echeverria getting his bat going and how big he was tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Hetch has made a lot of contributions. I know he's been a little quiet at the plate, but we got him for his defense. He has played spectacular defense for us, and he's gotten some big hits along the way. Ideally, yeah, we'd love to have the bat going. He, you know, he's unique to our offense. Generally, he's not a guy that strikes out a lot. He puts the ball in play. That complements our lineup because we have a bunch of guys that are capable of hitting the ball at the ballpark with. But strikeouts come with that sometimes.
Jake was able to help himself out with an infield single there.
Yeah, that was big. You know, it's amazing how excited a dugout can get when a pitcher gets a hit. So we don't have that opportunity very much, but it was a big hit, big run.
The play where Lomo cut off the throw with Rita Longo, the review play, that was a pretty big heads-up play at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that's what I'm talking about. C-Sheck was hot, ready to go in the game. But it was a big heads-up play. Anytime, I mean, I think the score was 4-1 at the time. You know, you're going to cut it off and take the out to end the inning. So it was a very smart heads-up play on Lomo and Longo.
The Souzebot, Steven Souza Jr., delivering his 28th homer of the year, powering the Rays to a victory on Friday night. Here's Souza after the game.
It was huge. This is a big-time environment, big league club over there that has some immense tradition. So to come out and set a tone the way that Jake battled and our bullpen picked us up was huge.
You bring up the way the bullpen picked this team up. How would you best describe the team's confidence in your bullpen right now?
I mean, they've been amazing for this second half. It's just been unreal to count on them the way we have. And it seems like every time we go to them and we need to shut down anything, they go to it. So just super impressed and proud of those guys for the way they've handled every situation that we've thrown at them, and hopefully more to come.
And on the other side for you, Suzbot, you crushed a home run in the third inning. What are you looking for when you step in?
I mean, he's a great pitcher. We've got some surreal playoff experience, and so just trying to battle him, trying to get something up, and he hung a changeup up right there and just try to stay through it.
This series continues on Saturday. Blake Snell takes the mound for the Rays against Mike Leake for the Cardinals.